Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is a Locker Room production.
Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now?
Welcome to the Sorry We Love Football Locker Room Experience, as we've been calling it. We got Jamel Johnson in the house. We got Danny Solomon in the house. We are going to just cover the latest and greatest. We invite everybody to join us, sing the fight song, come talk some shit. Jamel, what kind of shit's on your mind these days?
We love to hear your thoughts.
And then let us know who you want to draft. Chris, what's on your mind?
You guys, this is funny. I actually just joined this for the Android app. They just introduced it to like today or whatever, and I've been doing media for like 5, 6, 7 years, and like this is awesome. I'm so happy to have this now.
Like, oh, hell yeah.
Freaking awesome, dude. Yeah, no, I do stuff for the lead at SM.com. But anyway, no, just about the draft. I bet you guys are pumped this week because y'all have had nothing to talk about for the last like 2 months.
we found a way.
Yeah, we scraped by. Thank God for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, oh, he didn't. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, every cloud has a silver linings playbook, is what we say here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, me as a Vikings fan, it's funny because we're kind of in that in-between mode where we, let's all be honest, we kind of need a QB, but at the same time, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot by extending Kirk. So it's like, I don't know. It's exciting, though. The draft's coming up in 3 days, and this is like the week to jump back into football talk because I don't know about you guys, but this weekend, like, I had that random itch again where I was just like, God damn, man, football. Like, I have a whole giant YouTube thing of like old football games, and I was like, shh, let's just turn one on. Like, I'm at it. I need to watch the ball right now. Like, I need to see some dudes hitting. I need to hear the cleats clacking. I need to hear the shoulder pads hitting. Like, I was up for some reason this weekend, and then I was like, oh, that's right, the draft's on Thursday. Okay,
so could you also smell grass where you work sometimes? Well, when I can smell grass, that's enough to like,
me it reminds me the new smell grass, the grass smell kind of reminds me of baseball, but like with it being early spring, it kind of reminds me of baseball, but like it's coming around the corner, you know. So, well, fellas, I'm gonna jump up.
Chris,
I'm pumped about this.
Do the Vikings have a fight song before you go?
Yeah.
Well, actually, my question for Chris was going to be about Patrick Peterson wearing number 7 on the Vikings and how he feels about it, but he's gone. Pierre, what's going on, man?
What's up?
Who are you a fan of?
Ooh. I am a Lions fan.
All right. Hey. No, we love that.
I saw Dan Orlovsky crying his heart out, like giving a passionate speech to the Lions, just saying, please do the right thing. Please be smart and draft a tackle or draft an offensive lineman. Do you agree with him?
I would personally take a quarterback. I know they have Jared Goff. I'm not high on Goff. I'm just not high on. I mean, look what LA did to like get rid of him, right?
Yeah.
But it's a new system. You know, you've got a whole new situation going on. Trish is gone. Matt Patricia.
But who's he throwing to? Breshad Perriman and Tyrell Williams? Like,
that's why you drafted 7. You can pick up one of the best receivers in the draft.
That's possible, but I do where Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell come from, they haven't really invested early in wide receivers. You look at the Saints, they took Michael Thomas in the 2nd. The Rams never really drafted a wide receiver in the 1st round. They took like Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson on day 2 of the draft. I don't think they'll go receiver. I could see offensive lineman. I could also see a potential trade down. Like, if they pass on a quarterback, maybe New England comes calling, right? There's some rumors that they want Justin Fields. So, we'll see what happens.
I'm with you on them taking a quarterback, because I'm with you on the Goff is just a terrible thing. I mean, they had the best run game for a couple years going, and it was all play action. And if the throw's there, he can make it. But, he's not really – Jared Goff hasn't really impressed anybody.
I say protect Goff at all costs. Give the boy a chance.
Here's the thing. Daniel Jeremiah says a quarterback is either a truck or a trailer, and I think Goff is a trailer. I want a truck. I want a guy who can carry the team.
I could use a trailer right now. I'm trying to move. I'm actually in the middle of – I could use one of those pods. But that's just me personally.
A trailer is great when you have a bunch of crap lying around. And that does sound like the Lions right now.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
Now, who are you a fan of, Jamil or Jamal? I'm sorry, I've not seen him.
Jamal, either one of those was acceptable because it didn't sound like Jamal to me. I am a fan of the Washington football team. So you get it. You understand, you see it. Yeah, yeah, we're getting magical. We need 9 tackles to protect this man.
Yeah. Now, could you see Washington trade up for, like, for a quarterback? Like, maybe with Detroit or Denver or something, if Denver doesn't take one?
I don't think we should. I mean, we won the division with a guy with one leg and a devout racist. Like, we've proven we can win without real QB talent. So it's kind of like, why would you stretch yourself for it? You know what I'm saying?
Chase Young is
the team, and we don't need to worry about that. I think the plan is to just, like, hope whatever quarterback we draft in the 3rd or 4th works out. I don't think we're going to stretch out for a pick. We should probably be trying to get another running back.
Really? Hmm. Just add to your 9 running backs that you guys field at once?
We're getting rid of a bunch of them, you know. Bryce Love's gone. Darius Geis, is he still getting paid by the team?
He's out of the league.
What did he do to that old lady? It was a 70-year-old woman who accused him of something. What was it? It was either harassing her or hitting her.
Tomfoolery. The charge is tomfoolery.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but yeah, it's all the same.
A weird thing. Once you get drafted to Washington, you just start hitting people. Like 70-year-old security guards. You just lose your mind momentarily.
Pierre, do the Lions have a fight song?
Yeah, Pierre, do the Lions have a fight song? Or when they score, what do they play?
They do. It's literally like called the Lions fight song. You could YouTube it. I'm not going to sing it. But
we do demand that as freight for kinda, being able to be on this.
This show provides a lot of really good exposure, so...
I ain't singing that, bro.
Without a beat, someone throw a beat down.
You guys think of Mac Jones and Niners as a smokescreen?
No.
I wish it was, because it seems hilariously, like, wrong.
Right.
Everybody but the Niners seems to think that that's just a horrific move to trade up and do that. So, yeah, it says smoke. Everything should say smokescreen, but it seems like they're going to just do it.
Right. For what? What's the smokescreen? You know the first 2 picks.
Exactly.
So what's your game here?
That's a great question.
I think when you look at Shanahan, he's thrived with Kirk Cousins and Matt Ryan. And he, like, his quarterbacks rely on accuracy, like, all timing. And that Mac Jones did that at Alabama. The other 2 guys, Fields and Lance, they have to work on that a little. So I think that's why he's leaning with Lance. He wants a QB to play now and win now for him.
I mean, it's just very odd to say, like, oh, I'll just grab, you know, the Alex Smith type over the Aaron Rodgers type when we know how that shit works from so many other drafts.
Yeah. I wouldn't do it, but I could see why he takes Mac. I could see why he's doing it. I don't know.
He has a cool name. That's a cool name for a quarterback. So maybe that's what they're thinking.
Oh, no. Remember it was like it was because, like, oh, because he's a winner, and, like, wasn't, like, they kind of, it wasn't like he was, like, a fully compared. They kind of, like, he was, like, a Brady comp, kind of, because he's competitive and all that, but I don't know.
Do we really think that the Niners did all of this to get a guy who literally just threw it up to the best receiver core in, like, college football history? Do we really think?
Yeah,
right.
Like, come on, man.
It's crazy.
2 of those guys are going top 7.
Yeah. Like, and that's fine. And like, my thing is I, all I need, cause this is the craziest part for me about the draft is like a couple weeks in, like a couple weeks after the season ends, I literally look at all the top QBs and I say, okay, who do I think is going to be a top pick or not? I know baby girl's frustrated. But we're sitting here like talking about these QBs and talking about how a guy like Justin Fields, who we've been talking about since he was on QB1 back like 4 years ago, and how he's a great guy, he's athletic, he's all these things, and we're sitting here like, oh, he's worse than Mac Jones now. How the heck does that work?
Right.
Like, this dude is a monster, and people are talking about him like he, you know what I mean? Like, he can't even get there. So, it's, I don't know. It's just wild to me. So,
it's almost like we have too much time to think about some of these decisions, and the Niners will just latch on to something like, oh, he processes well. And, like, we'll just tell themselves some bullshit like that. And it's like, we like the way that he's twitchy and he processes the field. And it's like, dude, that's what all of them do. Why are you saying that this attribute is going to make him stand out and be the best quarterback in the draft? It's not.
Well, Justin Fields actually was born without eyes, so he can't actually see the field, which I think is dropping him down draft boards right now.
That's what you think it is.
You got to be able to see the field, I think, as a quarterback.
I know. It's just like, you know, we hear this draft speak coming up for so long because you watch these shows, and it's just like, this guy sees the field really well. It's like, yeah, that's one maybe we can throw out. We don't need to know that he sees the field.
But I would even take Trey Lance over Mac Jones.
Oh, for sure.
I think Mac and Trey Lance are in a very similar category. But like you said, I think Trey Lance is just a shade above Mac. I think the only reason people are liking Mac is because he played with a big time team and they went deep and did something. But at the same time, if you back up and just realize something, like he had 3 to 4 dudes on that team who are like all elite, gonna be potentially number one picks in the draft. Like honestly, so many good players at the wide receiver position at Alabama that it's like, man, all you had to do was put, you know, Joe Blow at the QB position and he might be a top third, you know, a top third round pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know. It's just wild.
I thought Joe Blow had some off the field character issues.
Hey, what's up, Kungle?
Oh,
welcome
shit.
My guy.
Niners.
Can welcome you to the clubhouse, fool.
The patron saint of the program.
Hey, hey.
Andrew Kungle.
Fellas. Hey,
sorry, Kungle, cut you off. We have a Niners fan in the house finally. We're talking Mac Jones. Tell us how you feel about it.
I'm not with Mac Jones.
You'd be furious if they took him at 3. You'd lose it.
I would be pretty furious. I'd be upset. I think he would have been there at 12 where they were originally slotted. So to move up to 3 and pick him, I'm not sure that's the ideal plan. But yeah.
It's so weird. It seems like they're like one of the smartest organizations. They have the best coach. John Lynch seems to be a good GM. Like why does no one see what they see? It's just like they seem convinced.
Yes. And it's, you know, I think it's a pretty rare, When has like a team that's been successful, you know, went to the Super Bowl, lost obviously to Danny's Chiefs a couple years ago.
Oh yeah.
But now they're drafting top 3 with a pretty solid roster. Not that many holes in my opinion. And, I think that's pretty rare nowadays. Usually the top 3, top 5, pretty shitty teams, pretty shitty coaches. They're ran organizationally pretty bad as well. And you got a Niner team with a good GM. You know,
that's
good fan base.
One of the best,
they're ready to win now, and they're picking in the top 3. So that's, I don't know if that's ever happened in the NFL before. So pretty interesting. And then, I'm not with Mac Jones. I like the name Mac, but you know, Mac and Cheese. I'm a big Mac and Cheese fan, but I'm not a big Mac and Jones fan. So,
but you
we'll
got
see how it goes.
So many nicknames you can throw out. You know, so Big Mac,
who
Mac and me,
Macaroni, Tony. Well, his name's not Anthony, but.
Which quarterback do you want him to take at 3?
I'm either thinking, I originally was like that BYU kid, the last great quarterback the Niners had was Steve Young, a BYU alum. But now I've kind of, you know, dwelled on it, I guess, or like looked at everything. So I'm thinking, what was it, Wilson? That was Wilson, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, I'd love for them to either do, you know, Justin Smith kind of what is it? Justin Smith, the Ohio State guy?
Fields.
Justin Fields. Yeah, Justin Fields. I was thinking about him as well, but then, you know, you can't name a great Ohio State quarterback that's gone to the NFL and done good things.
Jamel, you have a rant about this. Hit us.
Dwayne Haskins, I know.
He knows, but for the folks that don't know, you do quarterbacks don't come from prestigious football schools. The best quarterback's never going to go to goddamn Alabama or fucking Texas or none of that shit because they get the best skill players. You don't need the best quarterback. You just need a dude to not drop out.
Right.
Which is that's a good point.
That's kind of what the Niners situation is right now. You've got an insane defense. A lot of it's coming back from injuries, so it'll be a lot better even than last season. Yeah. And you just need somebody to not drop the ball and fart.
It's only like or get injured. It's just like your secondary. And besides that, their defense is stacked.
But to Jamel's point, I think that's where that Kyle Trask is. It is that his name? Mm-hmm. The North Dakota kid. It's like nobody. He's played like one season. He played one game last year. He's got, looking at all the stats today on Twitter, he's got more snaps under center than any of the other guys that are projected ahead of him, including Trevor Lawrence. So he seems pretty solid. To Jamel's point, he comes from a school that no one really knows about, or at least follows mainstream-wise. So,
Andrew, I'm going to need you to stop talking about Kyle Trask because the Vikings are picking him up in round three so that we can screw our future even more. I'm just trying to screw it up more, you know.
Whoever the Vikings pick first before he gets his signing bonus, he should have to murder Kirk Cousins. It should be a mob-style hit on the man.
I need that life insurance, too, for real. Like, damn, this dude, like, Kirk Cousins cannot throw his way out of a paper bag, even though when his team's down by 10 with 5 minutes to go, all of his stats kick in. So I don't know why he does that, but, you know.
Right.
Because he's a tool.
Real quick, though, I gotta bounce out of here, but I wanted to do a couple things because I you know, longtime listener, first time caller. I don't know if you guys are still doing it, but what I hated this week or what I hated pretty much the last 3 months is NFL mock drafts. I'm sick of that shit. Can't wait till Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I loved the, I wish I could have been a part of that show too. Alex Smith, favorite moments, first overall before Aaron Rodgers. Kind of similar story. There's probably a parable in there. Maybe like Jesus, you know, he was considered a bust, then he rose. And
Jesus, then he
rose. 2011 to 2014, you know, he led that team basically to the Super Bowl until Kaepernick took over. He probably could have took him to the Super Bowl, but, you know, Kaepernick was balling, so, you know, hat off to him as well. For whatever reason, the Niners have a real big history with the catch. And ever since the catch, I feel like every – other team has been trying to do the catch. So there was the catch to a T.O. Steve Young and the Packers in the playoffs or wild card. And then you had Alex Smith to Vernon Davis for the catch three. And that was to what Dan said, that Saints game. So that Saints game was pretty awesome. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. And then, you know, I don't know if we're still doing it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to a cappella here.
Yes, please
oh,
do.
Oh, we're doing a fight. Yeah, get your shit off.
So let people this know. Yeah, this is one of the newer ones. This was when we went on our unexpected run in 2019, a little E40 special. Yay, area, holler at me. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know if I'm ready, but I got the lyrics here in front of me.
You're getting gems. If you sing it, you get gems.
Yeah. All right, awesome. All right. So, bang, bang, Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner game. Against all odds, weather the storm. Built for combat and battle, young hyenas in uniforms. We play no games with the opposition. We active. Let the whistle be the ball. We go and get down. What we got mad at, may have tried, but many have failed. The 49ers got the liveliest fans in the NFL. Yeah! I tried to tell them we back, and we never left, and we got heart. Levi Stadium starting to feel like Candlestick Park. Uh-oh. Gold-blooded, my neck frozen with diamonds. Front row, Kungo, be on the field with the linemen. Big time and fixture. Niner faithful, old school like an Impala. Ask Merton Hanks, yank your neck back. The homie Ricky Waters, take a picture. Then with my neighbors in 96, RIP Dwight Clark, the catch legendary. I'm a Niner fan like Rice and Lott. Don't forget T.O., my favorite. Niner Empire until the world pop. Bang, bang. Niner gang, bang, bang.
Yes. Right,
I got to go back to work, but I love you. You guys are my favorite podcast in the whole wide world.
Fuck yeah. And, thank you,
Carmen. All right. I hope you don't get back. You've earned it.
I hope we don't either, man.
You know what?
I hope we don't either. What's up?
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, this is a good trend. I think that every team needs to take their area rapper and have them perform a song. I know maybe some teams have done it, but it's like,
I don't know how, at the first, I was a little mad that he wasn't trying to do any 40 impression, but then I was like, well, maybe he shouldn't.
I just can't do it. That's an impress. He shouldn't be impressed. But you shouldn't. Only one person can do E40, and it's got to be him, you know?
Yeah, 40 water. Get him on the show at some point.
I like to think that Kungle had his hands crossed and looked professorial like E40 might.
He was reading from an old scroll, like a stone tablet.
Hey, everybody listening, this is the best podcast. So, you know, tune in when you can. But all right.
Here's another gem.
And I want to go to Vegas with you guys. If somehow I can make that happen, you know, Dan's got my number. You guys, we need to get that Vegas game.
All right.
For sure.
First off, we are doing that, but we're not about to make friend plans all on this media platform, but we are going to go to Vegas. Right. Please understand that is happening.
I'm bookmarking it.
Yeah, mark that down, but that's the email. All right.
All right, later, guys.
All right, peace, man.
Peace.
Griffin, I see you in here. What team are you a fan of?
Huh? Pats.
Oh, we got a Pats fan in the house. Hey, how do you feel about Brady? Oh, yeah, fuck the Pats, indeed.
Sure, sure.
Sorry, Griffin, you're going to get a bunch of that.
That's just a standard. He understands. It's, okay. It's a part of it.
You can't trade 6 rings, so it's okay.
Woo! Swinging the dick around.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta lay it out.
He's got 6 gems, too.
Yeah.
The national average is like 5.5 gems, so that's like huge.
Tom Brady's got like all the gems. He just steals gems from children and widows.
Right.
Well, look, I know Tom Brady's not necessarily your problem anymore, but did you see him bitching about the number changes, and how do you feel about it?
I mean, I just how he wants to feel, I guess. I mean, he's still the GOAT, you know, man. If he wants to say, I mean, it is what it is, you know. Like, I don't have a problem with that. If they want to do it, I'm cool with it.
Griffin, I had a question for you.
Yeah. What up?
How do you feel about Julian Edelman retiring, and do you think he is a Hall of Famer?
Ooh.
That is the theme of this locker room.
And last one that we did last week was the entire thing.
The one about that one.
Man, it's hard to get in the NFL. It's the Hall of Fame. I mean, Hines Ward, he's not even in the Hall of Fame yet.
Well, that's nuts. Hines Ward should probably, just for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, he's not even in the Hall of Fame yet. That's crazy to me. Like, I don't think Edelman will make it.
Is there another Jewish player in the Hall of Fame? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Actually, that's a good one. I don't think there is.
Jay Fiedler.
So they let him in because he'd be the first one? You're like, hey, he's pretty good for a Jewish player. We'll let him in.
I mean, all the best stuff is run by Jews. I think they could make it happen. Bob Kraft could at least, you know, he's Jewish. Could at least make something happen. I think we actually, on the last week's show, we ran down the list of owners who are Jewish, and it's like half of them. And then players, there's like 4 in all of time.
Yeah,
we all agree. That sounds right to all of us.
Makes sense.
Yeah, we go get some gems for that. Yo, get a gem, baby. Come on, everybody gets gems. This is a house of gems.
Gem showers.
Okay, so let's talk. Okay, we say NFL draft talk with some beers next to the thing. Let's actually talk about the draft. Do you care about what their moms are wearing? Are we paying attention to moms?
Yes.
The NBA draft, the moms come to fucking play. Like, that's its own side story. And I think in the NFL, the moms are going to get ready this year, too. They're back.
Yeah, it's no different. Moms run every draft. I've never watched an NHL draft, but I assume they have moms as well.
Actually, the last draft, wasn't that the girlfriend draft where all the players would just kind of their hot girlfriend were next to them, and then they would just kind of not even high five them.
Yeah, well, that was just CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb is a man amongst.
He was texting his girl, grabbed his phone, and he was getting pissed.
That's right.
Well, she went to grab it. Yeah, he grabbed it back, showing really good reaction time.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about it. Yeah,
he had a quick snap. You know what I'm saying? The twitch muscles were like
right.
Yeah,
right up on it.
He was texting with Jerry Jones, and he was like, "This is private shit."
Right. It's like you're gonna get. I'm gonna send you so much pussy.
Right. Something like that.
Okay, well, we got that one covered.
Damn it! I was going to see how long the dead air could last.
But did we decide on Edelman? I think we should just do thumbs up, thumbs down, gems up. If you think Edelman,
I'm in. I've given myself a gem.
I'm out.
I don't think Pat's fan is out.
But it's close.
Yeah,
that's real. I respect that.
An awesome. He deserves the conversation because of what a great playoff performer he was.
That otherwise, one catch in Super Bowl 51 is like literally the only conversation. I'm just like, how did that catch is one of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, the one of the Atlanta games.
Triple coverage, ball bouncing. You need super slow mo to see him juggle it. I mean, come on, man. That catch is nuts. It was
crazy.
I think the only way you could tell if he actually caught it was in the super slow mo, multiple frame action to see it, and even then you're like, how the heck did he catch it? It's just so crazy.
Now, can I dig deep on something, because he should not even have been in that Super Bowl were it not for, or maybe that's the, all right, it might not have been this one, but there was another Super Bowl he should not have been in, because in Kansas City, super slow mo showed us that the ball touched a part of his hand as he was getting the punt return, and he should have been responsible for that turnover, costing them the game. Still mad about that.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I lost a homecoming game like that, actually.
A muff punt?
Yeah. Kickoff return. We dove on it, and they were like, oh, you can't do that. And we're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's crazy.
Refs got together and dicked us.
I mean, like, what's the farthest field probably falls? Like, maybe
Jamel, what are you doing?
Oh, so my bad, guys. I'm putting some. I forgot I had some guac in my backpack. I had to put this guac in my fridge.
Jamel always picks these times to like clean out his car.
I feel like I'm on the phone.
It's true. I mean, we could be doing other things. I have a soup I could be stirring.
Yeah, man. Don't fucking multitask out here, man. Damn. Ain't nobody using a desktop client.
We got to answer the real football questions. We're just asked about the farthest Justin Fields could fall. What do you guys think? I mean, I think it's not going to be past the Panthers. I think the Panthers want to say they like Sam Darnold, but, I mean, they didn't – they picked up, he has the fifth year option, but he's not signed long term.
Yeah, I mean, what happened? Wasn't there such a big rumor earlier before when Fields was going to go to Atlanta because he's from Atlanta, right? They had that connection,
right?
And then all of a sudden, that's like doesn't exist anymore. So like, I don't know. Maybe they still take him at four. People just forgot about that.
I don't know if I'd want to take a QB. I don't know if a QB would want to go there from this draft because they're talking about Julio getting traded. That would be brutal.
I mean, they could cut Matt Ryan after next season. They save money, don't they?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I heard about that.
Jamel, tell us your theory on dudes playing in their hometown and why it should never happen.
Yeah, playing at home sucks because everybody there remembers when you weren't cool and you had never had sex before. And they will use that to their advantage, to take advantage of you. And plus, now you got all this dough. Now I can fuck every girl who I Facebook requested in 2005. I can fuck them all. They're all here. And that could be a bit much.
Yeah, it's a bad mix, man. It's because now all of a sudden you're a multimillionaire and you still have, like you said, the same pool.
Are you saying you can upgrade from MySpace to IG? Is that what I'm trying to hear right now?
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're going to want to start there, but you activate your Black Planet if you got it.
So I have
Falcons
a question.
Falcons probably going like Pitts maybe, right?
Falcons will trade down, I think. That'd I think they don't. They have nothing to do at four. It's a weird spot.
It's the tight end or trade back.
I want to know who has draft bets on. Because I just, for the first time, am betting on the actual draft.
That's a great question. Anybody? Griffin? Chris? Mike? I see you, Mike. You got some money on this draft?
The only money I'd probably put on is Falcons trading. Falcons trading. Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have Falcons trading, maybe Detroit trading 7, too.
I think because you got to get value in these things, and I tried to put a little bit more money than I should have maybe on Penei Sewell going 5 overall, or at least the over-under being 5.5.
Jamar Chase is going to the Bengals.
That's what everybody says, and I get it.
Him and Joe Burrow, that's his boy.
It's smoke season.
Their numbers were awesome together.
But the dude just died last season. You found out you've got a good quarterback, and then 8 games in, he almost gets his whole leg severed.
You literally watch your franchise quarterback get his leg broken.
As a Chiefs fan, I know I would never put up with that ever again. Seeing it disgusted me, and it terrified me. And you need to get big, fat, really good dudes that you have to pay a lot, at least at the power position, the left tackle, right tackle, center.
Yeah.
I say no. I want thin linemen.
Respect.
I was just like, how do I, the sports talk is just about creating tension.
Yeah, that's true.
It's about having takes. And that was a take. That was a hot take. I mean, you can say it and then people will act like it's a real thing that's based in reality. And then they'll debate it. That's the fun of it. Even though you were totally bullshitting. There's still something to talk about.
Well, that's not true. Honestly, the Tommy Panther, one of the best linemen I ever seen, was a little dude. We used to run a really funky offense. It was like it was always like unbalanced line, and the guard, we were always pulling the guard, and we had this dude. He was like 5'5", like maybe 200 pounds, just like a little cube of a dude.
Yeah.
He used to do his thing, though.
Do you think he could stand up to Jason Pierre-Paul coming around the edge?
I mean, absolutely not. I mean, he could get a concussion, maybe. But that helps. That helps the team. Hurt yourself for the team.
I guess so.
Hardigan, I actually want to know from you, because you're always putting dumb money on things.
I haven't bet. I bet on basketball almost every day, and I have not bet on the draft. I never have a feel for these things. The draft's not really my area. I know there's like some guys who are draft guys, and they fucking love it and think about it all year, and they just love these. I don't watch college football, so it's a little harder to get excited about. I'm interested in it. I love covering the league and watching the league and the whole deal. It's just no, I the draft is just something that I don't get up for. I don't even get that hype for it.
I used to get super hyped.
Kill the fucking mood, everybody. The draft sucks.
I can remember like breaking into a gym's PE office to watch the draft by myself during a basketball tournament.
There's some fun to be had. I mean, they're making it a big event, It's football adjacent.
Yeah.
Right. It seems like, the kind of thing you can get into. Just as an Eagles fan, you're going to be 12. You did a big trade down. You don't have to know these guys. You just have to know what position they play, and then listen to fucking Todd McShay just bullshit about it for 2 minutes, and then
honestly,
some hot wings.
That noise, I fuck with that noise.
Yeah, that noise right. is nice. I'm with you there.
Is the J.C. Horn to the Eagles at 12 noise real?
I do think it's real. I'd rather trade back.
I think going to be pissed if you guys don't take a receiver. Like, if you pass up, like, Devontae Smith's on the board or Jalen Waddle, I think they go crazy.
If Devontae Smith is there and we don't take him, I'll be pretty upset. I mean, the dude it seems to be unstoppable. I know he's undersized, but look, we just got rid of DeSean Jackson. When DeSean Jackson was on the field, he was probably one of our best receivers we've ever had. So I'm cool with having a player like that. I know how to, I know it's a whole new regime, but I think the team generally knows how to use dudes like that.
Yeah. What do you think Nick Sirianni's philosophy on the draft is?
It's just paper, rock, scissors. He just plays paper, rock, scissors with the draft people. And then if they're competitive during the game, he likes their moxie.
If Rashawn Slater is there at 12, you think you guys might take him?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a possibility.
Anything's possible. That's what I mean. Like the draft, I don't know, man. I hate my team right now. I kind of think anything we do is we're going to mess up. So
I think you guys drafting a receiver is a mistake. This is sounding like mid 2000s Washington football, bro. We kept trying to hit on a receiver and it never worked, and we always looked dumb as shit. And then we just finally just stopped.
Don't worry, we look down the shit too. We have J.J. Arcega-Whiteside lining up. Dude can't even – he's like healthy scratches. It's embarrassing.
He's still on the team. I'm telling you, man. He's still on the team?
Yeah, he's on the team still.
Who's your receivers?
He's had a great offseason.
Fulgham right now still, right? You still got the rookie you took last year. What's his name?
Rager.
Rager, right. Hopefully he's
good. He was hurt last year. Rager's all right.
Yeah.
Rager at least could be available. I've at least seen him catch a ball.
But why does he do nothing? He barely does anything. I feel the same way about McCole Hardman.
Last year, he missed like half a month.
I think Hardman's a good comparison for Rager, Danny, where it's just kind of like he's there. I'm not super enthusiastic about him. He's still young, so maybe he'll get better. But
it's like everyone told me this guy was fast. Like, I thought all you needed to be was fast.
I mean, taking the Rager over Jefferson, that's going to hurt always.
It hurts badly. It hurts very badly.
But hit on Fulgham. That's going to feel good.
Jefferson is – yeah, we didn't even hit on Fulgham. Nobody drafted him.
He was good for like 3 weeks, then he just like was bad again. It was weird.
Yeah. We honestly – Alshon Jeffery got healthy, and we just played him over Fulgham in the middle of that good stretch. It made absolutely no fucking sense. Oh, Justin Jefferson, he has a dance that's now going to be in Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite. So Justin Jefferson is like, that's crazy, I thought.
Yeah, he's like a pop culture phenomenon and awesome player, and it's like, glad that we got Rager. Cool.
And he's got that deviant. I remember he called out Kurt last year on a play when he overthrew him. He's like, throw the fucking ball, Kurt, fuck.
But you want that.
Yeah.
I want my guys to do that.
Have that as a rookie? Yeah, I like that.
Specifically to Kurt.
Right, all right.
I oddly want to shift gears here back to Chris. It's not often that we have a Lions fan on the line. So Chris, our show is about how we hate football, but we can't stop watching. We love football, but the NFL as a league, there's a lot of problems that we openly discuss. And I haven't talked to a Lions fan in a long time, and I want to know.
Wait, what there's a dude named coming Chris back. Here. There's a dude named Chris in here?
Yeah, Chris is here. I think Chris is here. If he's still listening.
Curtis?
Chris, what keeps you coming back, dude? Or is he not here?
Curtis,
what
you mean Pierre? Pierre was the Lions fan.
Oh, shit. Is Pierre still here?
No.
Nigga, there was never anybody named Chris here.
Yes, there was. I'll send you a screenshot. My thing is just frozen, I guess. It looks
he's
like
been dead for 20 years, dude.
I want you're smoking. Dude.
Well, I mean, I am kind of. Yeah, I did. I was. Yeah, I'm a personal medicinal use only right now.
Hey, my bad, guys. No Lions talk. Sorry, all the Lions fans.
Well, you might as well finish it. Maybe there's a Lions fan when we post it.
There's got to be one real one. Why do you – what gets you – what makes you put your Lions hat on in the morning? Like, Jamel, your team is ass, but at least they win the division every now and then. Like, the Lions
– like last season?
Yeah, and we always beat the Lions. If I see the Lions on the schedule, I'm like, all right, well, thank God. At least we'll win one this year.
That's been all of our teams for the last two decades. Like, since Wayne Fonts was there.
So who do we have in the room still? We got Griffin?
Yeah. Why wouldn't the Eagles take Parsons at 12? You guys need a linebacker.
It's just a little high to go linebacker. I would trade back and then – I know he probably wouldn't be there anymore.
Which one of you dudes was saying linebackers don't exist anymore? I think I said that.
Okay.
But it was because somebody told me that. I mean, so, you know, that's how you get, that's how you pick up sports takes. It's just somebody who you think knows a little more than you just says it.
Well, I mean, Devin White wasn't Devin White a top 12. 10 pick?
Oh, hold on. We got Mike on the line. What's up, Mike?
Sorry. I was just saying that Micah Parsons, I see him anywhere from 15 to below going. So 12 might be a little.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too. It's just to use the 12th pick on a linebacker, like, it's like the running back of the defense. It's like you just need – you'd love a good one, but you really just need a big idiot to just fill a gap.
I mean, a team might bite on the Micah Parsons ran a 440, you know, because Devin White ran a 440. Devin Bush ran a 440.
I'm kind of hoping he goes to Denver.
And they were, those are early picks.
That's – and, yeah, and you know, players like that, like Devin White was a big deal for the Tampa defense this season. Oh, yeah. So it might get everybody hard seeing him. You know, I feel like the Broncos are trying to sort of counter program to us, to the Chiefs, and just make their defense completely solid. And that's the one thing they need is that kind of guy. And I feel like maybe he could go at 9 to the Broncos.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Our Bronco fans would probably be pissed if they passed up a quarterback at 9. If Lance is still there at 9, I think they'd be furious.
I mean, if Drew Lock sucks so bad, they would suck a dick to get Kirk Cousins in the building. You guys were just shitting on him rightly for the first 20 minutes of the podcast. They would kill their parents to have Kirk Cousins. And their receivers are great. Drew Lock sucks that much.
Right, and they have a good O-line, too.
Yeah, and their defense should – and. I mean, it was good last season, but since they were just a total train wreck. But this season, it's all set, and they've got a defensive genius coach, Fangio, that, you know, probably wants to do a lot more with their defense. Just get a quarterback.
Right. That's where, like that's what I can see happens. Like, when the Niners take a quarter, whoever they take at 3, like, if they trade Garofalo, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets traded Denver.
Ugh. Please. Yeah. Actually, I would love that. I mean, that would be great.
Jimmy G in Denver? Oh, boy.
Just miss that Emmanuel Sanders throw over and over and over again.
Hey,
what's the likelihood of the Patriots trading with Atlanta?
I mean, like, Belichick, he never trades up. He never trades up, ever. Yeah. Maybe this might be the year he might do because the quarterbacks are really, really good at this draft,
and they've been crazy aggressive in the offseason just with free agents.
Yeah, I mean they were paid. Jonnu, he's the highest paid tight end in the free market. He wasn't tight in free agency.
I don't think Bill likes it very much that his boy just won a Super Bowl with the Bucks, and he's I think he's a little irritated by that.
Yeah, it's a bad breakup.
Took it personal.
After you have a bad breakup and you find out you lost the breakup, you go fucking nuts.
Holy shit. Oh, man, you just reminded me. I saw one of the last stand-up shows I did in 2019. I saw a breakup reunite, and then you, like, this couple used to host a show together, and then they broke up, and then they were like, you know what? Let's host one for old time's sake. And you found out who lost the breakup real fast.
Is that just the way that they behave towards each other, or is that the public is favoring one person way more than the other?
Yeah, that one.
That's my favorite one. Just like we all chose Mark.
Yeah, son.
So, like, the interesting, I think the Dolphins might go Kyle Pitts if he's there. I think they might try to keep doing the Patriots are doing. They go that two tight end formation. That's something I think Flores would do.
It just seems weird. I mean, Gesicki was great, and it really was – it was their wide receivers who fucked everything up in a lot of these games. I mean, and Devontae Parker being hurt all the time. And they just had a bunch of, like, small dudes who are just running that, like, Edelman crosser route, and they need a Jamar Chase actually way more than Kyle Pitts.
You can play Pitts on the – outside too, he's not sure. Outside. That's what makes
get a linebacker on that.
Yeah,
pool?
He can play outside.
Over.
Oh yeah, it's right. But Jamar Chase, he would be good there too. I won't be surprised to tip Waddle. I think that'd be nice too, Jalen Waddle.
God, Dolphins got to be kicking themselves. They've done everything right except for just passing on Herbert. Just like,
watch they get to six and they just take a quarterback. Like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, they could. They totally could.
What the
could.
Hell? Like, that came out of nowhere. We didn't see that coming again.
I'm also not completely convinced Herbert is good, but that's another talk for another day.
I think he is good. He probably overperformed last year a little bit, but I think he's generally a good
Don't
player.
Forget, man, he had Anthony Lynn. He was a terrible head coach. That team quit on that coach.
That's a good point. They did quit.
That game against the Patriots was like 48-0, and that was disgusting. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Dude, they lost like a record number of like 1-point games, right?
They like, always do that.
Yeah, they always found ways to lose games. It was like insane. That was up to their known for.
So sad. I like to remember the good times. Him on the grill during Hard Knocks. Right. That was just good stuff, man.
Right.
Cigar, that's where he belongs.
Are they doing Hard Knocks again? Or are they done doing it for a while?
They got to do it. I think I actually saw there was like a list of some teams that qualified. So there is
the Browns
some talk
last year,
that
right?
happen. It was the
Raiders.
The LA teams.
And it was
the two
Rams.
LA teams.
Oh, okay. We're interested who'll be this year. It'd be crazy. It'd be interesting if it was the Bucks.
It can't be. By their laws, you can only if you're a winning team, you can't do.
Oh, it has
hard,
to be a, has to
or
be
a playoff
team.
Team. It has to be a team that didn't make the playoffs and hasn't done Hard Knocks in 10 years. And usually, they go for teams that have like a new coach or a new quarterback or something like that.
Eagles, baby, let's document the 0-17. The journey to 0-17 starts on HBO.
I have a list. Right now of who's eligible. There are five teams. The Cardinals, the Broncos, the Giants, the Panthers, and the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't want to see the Cowboys. Everyone wants
I think
to see
the Cowboys,
Cowboys
are the hottest one, yeah. But I would love the
Panthers or the Giants too. Those are three good ones.
I do
the
Cardinals. Cowboys.
Come on. Then you got the Cardinals right there.
Star-ranked Cowboys.
Kyler, little baby Kyler running around.
The Cardinals would be interesting. JJ and Kyler, Nuke.
They're all interested.
Cowboys. If the Cowboys are available, you just have to.
Griffin, you're also our official draft expert, so whenever you come in, we will refer to you as the official draft expert, Griffin. Let me ask you something. Pimp, what do you think the football team should do? I said linebacker initially.
At 20, like, you guys are not going to trade up?
I mean, I don't see why we would. I don't see why. I don't think we should. But what, to get a quarterback?
I think Fitz has five more great seasons in him.
I mean, if you guys, if Caleb Farr is at 20, I think you guys probably take him, right? If he slips to 20?
Okay, yeah, wait. So the plan is wait for a slip.
Now, if you have Justin Fields staring you at the face, in the face, and he's exactly the same guy,
having
as
just
Haskins.
Bricked on a dude from Ohio State, it's like, man.
But they are different. You can't really bias based on history there. But you know, it would be a bad look.
Maybe
okay, fine.
You said linebacker. Maybe JOK, right? He'd be nice there. I think he could fit in there.
I feel like the DC fans love linebackers. It's just like a random team that just am I accurate on this, Jamel? I'm just pulling this out of thin air.
Yeah, because we respect quality football.
Oh, is that why? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we've been watching the fucking Redskins for 30 years.
Speaking of linebackers, Sean Lee retired, so now we don't have to see him on the questionable injury report.
Oh, that's actually – I like that a lot. That means a lot.
He needed to. He was always –
Yeah, he needed to.
He could never stay healthy.
Yeah, I love those concussion guys who just kind of stick around or just everybody – like every season they're on the IR, every season they're – it sounds like it should be the end. And then you hear about them, like, you know, going for a training camp spot in some place, like 2 years after you stopped hearing about them. You're like, dude, give it up. You're going to die on the field.
Right.
Maybe somebody wants to die on the field. There's got to be a first guy in the league to die on the field.
Rather to want to? I mean,
it'll maybe happen someday. That's going to be tough when that happens, though. That's going to be crazy.
We're all going to really have to look at ourselves.
Right. You're like, holy shit.
It's really going to say more about us than the players. You're right.
Football players are going to be like terrified when that shit happens.
Well, because you don't know that the guy's dead at first. So the first reaction is going to be to cheer because it's going to be the play is going to be awesome.
Oh,
it's
going to
be so sick.
A little worm dance. A little
there has been someone who died on the football field already. Charles Frederick Hughes.
In the NFL?
Yep.
What year was that?
1971.
Oh, yeah. Who was it? Some guy in the Steelers hit him, right?
Not sure. I knew someone had died, so I looked it up. But
he got shot.
The tackle. It was disgusting. The tackle. It was really bad to watch.
Damn. This is what the last Boy Scout was based on.
Chicago Bears. Lions, Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
That's why they got the curse.
That's what it is. Yeah, that that's how they got the Babe Ruth curse.
It led to Trubisky.
Right.
So I guess he had a heart attack, a coronary artery. 75% of his coronary arteries were blocked.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Damn.
That is crazy.
Pork chop sandwich guy.
Really? Yeah, that was the 70s. They didn't tell these guys like how to eat.
Yeah, they didn't
stuff.
Know. Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
Oh, well, that's a great – yeah, with 9 minutes left, great time to remind everybody, make sure you have a balanced diet. You know what I'm saying? eat your greens and shit.
Hartigan, when you were asking about what the Washington football team is going to do, it made me think again, just throw it to the people about what they should or if they should change their name.
I think that they should. I don't think they should settle on team, but we talked about that all year. They're going to accidentally win the division and get stuck with the team name because now they're good. And it's like, why would we call ourselves the fucking Wolves now if we're winning the division?
Yeah, no, I'll roll with it, man. And I just got used to saying football team, man. Now I got to learn something else again.
Right. You could have made it prestigious, though, and made it like football club.
Listen, bro, we ain't in Brazil.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That would be unacceptable to me, also, just as a bystander on that.
Man, I'll be a Red Tails. We should be the Red Tails, dude. Add Brown.
Who do you want football team to take at 20?
I'm gonna be honest, bro. My college football palette is limited because when I used to do the research, it used to infuriate me who we would pick. So I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? And once I got out of being college day, once I became old, I was like, I can't watch these young guys succeed anymore. I don't even know who's available.
Well, what position are you hankering? What do you think you need?
Linebacker and running back is what I'm eyeing right now.
Is your O-line okay?
It's okay.
That was said with such concern. It was very nice.
Great. So that's not great. And we always need a safety. Ever since Sean Taylor died, we could always use one of them.
I thought you guys had a nice thing going with Gibson and McKissick being like
I forgot about Gibson. But the problem is Alex Smith was making McKissick look perfect.
Yeah, he was.
You just have to have no balls to activate JD McKissick.
Yeah,
I don't know what that. I don't know what it means. I know Gibson is solid. That's true.
I will say though, that makes me think. Like during the Alex Smith years, Spencer Ware heated up. Everybody loves Spencer Ware, and then it turned out he wasn't that good because he was just playing with Alex fucking Smith.
I'm telling you, man, that dude makes a running back look immaculate.
If Jalen Phillips is still there at 20, you think you might take him and just keep adding on to the D-line?
I mean, I guess we'd have no choice, right?
That'd be crazy if you went football team. You'd be playing to Chase Young and Sweat and all of them.
Yeah, we wouldn't mind it. And, you know, and Fitzmagic's only got, what, 11 games before he is the next guy to die on the field?
So. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
He does look like Obi-Wan. It feels like if he died on the field, he'd come back as like a vision.
But yeah, because the defense is so good, I don't mind a game manager as dude like that. Like, going down the field probably would make us worse.
Oh, Jamel,
Why wouldn't a football team trade for Garofalo?
Oh, well, that's just because then I'd have to fly home and hit somebody in the face.
It'd be too much money.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like, damn, hotter Ryan Fitzpatrick? Why are we doing that?
Right.
Yeah, he'd at least get really laid around the D.C. area. That's about the best thing that could come from that.
Well, yeah, it's like that might be cool. What comes from Jimmy Garoppolo fucking all of D.C.?
Where do you go to try to fuck in D.C.? I've never been, so you're the only one I know who might know these things.
Well, it's an age bracket thing. If you're under 25 and under, you're going to Adams Morgan for sure.
Oh, shit.
You're going to want to head over
there. Shout out Calorama Park.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's just 1,000 bars and big-ass slices of pizza and just buffoonery and madness.
Yes.
And they got empanadas. So oh, that's shit. Probably where I'd start there.
Pizza and empanadas?
Yeah. You get a little older, you just go a little further down the hill, you know, like 18th Street, DuPont Circle. These are, you know, 8th Street if you're like, you know, like hardcore. Like if you used to beat niggas up back in the day, but you're like reformed, 8th Street could be good.
What about around the stadium? Around Nats Stadium.
That's popping now, but you got to be rich. That's like if you went to school for political science.
That's Boat Shoes area?
That's Boat Shoe time, but it is there. If you get down like that, if you have the pink polos to support it, I would never stop you.
We have that in KC, Power and Light District. That is for the ex-frat guys who got into health insurance, but managers.
Jamel, which one of those places does Ron Rivera hang out?
Oh, you can't even. You're not even going to catch Ron in the city. You could catch Ron. You could catch Ron in downtown Leesburg, okay?
Bethesda.
Yeah, you could catch Ron right around the facility area because there's a lot of strip malls with the bars in it.
Oh, you think that's who he is?
Facility is? Yeah, for sure, man. What the fuck? That dude's like 50 something. I got cancer right now. I'm not driving to the city.
He seems like a zoo guy. Maybe he's at the zoo all the time.
Probably the zoo's a nice. That is a nice area to be an old guy at too. Woodley Park, a lot of paper. He's probably got some Congress homies who live over there.
I will say one thing about the draft, though. It will be nice. I'll be looking forward to you again, fans, being able to do Goodell again.
Yeah, Boone Goodell.
That's always fun to watch.
I gotta like turn that. We gotta turn that into like a greeting card.
Right.
On the podcast, the podcast ads for the draft, they have to do like that clip of Goodell saying "Welcome to the draft," but he's always getting booed. They can't edit it out.
Right.
There's no clean version of him saying "Welcome to the NFL draft."
They boo him because they love him. Remember when he was in his goddamn basement last time?
Right. He was just sitting on his chair waiting to sit up and get ready to say who got drafted.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy that happened.
Oh, that was nuts, yeah. He let us in his basement.
He let us into his lair, dog, the fucking dungeon.
I'll be very disappointed if we don't get Bill Belichick's dog picking at least one of these players.
That's good. Right. That's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll open it up to the floor before we go. Deshaun Watson, how many games does he play this year?
Zero.
You got zero from Griffin?
I'm going to go eight.
You go eight games from Mike.
All right, doggy.
I'm going four or none. I'm going with Griffin. None. Why would he play for?
We saw what happened to Antonio Brown. He didn't play for a whole year and a half. And that was one girl. Deshaun Watson's got 22 women accusing him.
It's starting to feel like the tide is turning, though, a little bit. I got to say. Might be the rug is up and the broom is out. And it feels like he might play all 16, actually. Oh, and just last week, I said zero.
But didn't he even say before he's not playing again for the Texans? He refuses to play for him.
He'll do it.
Right now, I think he'll play for anybody.
I don't think he'll play for him. I don't think he will.
He's got to show that he's got to show his value so that he can show everybody he's worth the headache. A couple of good games.
Well, I mean,
and this whole thing is going away.
Yeah, this whole thing goes away where he's innocent, and then he doesn't play a game. Like you're still like, oh, I'd still trade for him if he didn't play the whole game. I'd still want him on the team.
Jamel, would you give Deshaun Watson a massage for him to be the quarterback of the football team?
Can I wear like ski gloves?
You could be in a hazmat suit.
You don't even have to touch it, dude. You don't have to touch it. He just humps the air.
He humps his own air. I think as long as I'm wearing ski gloves, I'm in.
Okay.
Right.
And then when the Jay Gruden-esque video appears of him doing these things, you'll have to deal with that too.
Yeah, yeah, and I can't wait.
Oh, I miss you, Jay Gruden. I miss you, Jay Gruden.
Maybe he'll get a head coaching job again in the future. We'll see.
Yeah, Arena League is looking, I'm sure.
How many coaches blast cigarettes? Is it just Jay Gruden? Is he the only one left?
Nah. What should we call it? Kingsbury. He's smoking American Spirits.
That dude seems like a vape guy.
Oh, he's got a big blueberry lemon cloud vape.
Oh, man.
He is like 34. He's probably doing...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's not... He's part of the Gen Y cusp or whatever the fucking... We're millennials. Or zillennials.
Something like that.
Right. Zoolennials? Is that what you said?
That's what it is, dude.
Well, I'm sorry to put the image of Deshaun Watson humping the air back in everybody's mind as we do almost once a show. And for that, I am sorry, and we'll see you next week.
Sorry.
Yeah, super sorry. Same time next week, 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 for you Easterners. And sorry for talking so slow.
Peace.